there is a chance that your agency is still working through the changes to the hiring process. Kevin Mahoney is the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Small Business Administration. He's here to talk about how his agency is adjusting to all the new stuff that's out there. Kevin, thanks for being on the program today. It's great to talk to you.
It's my pleasure, Francis. Thanks for inviting me.
What is your agency doing as far as especially the shortening hiring time piece of what Director Barry's talked about?
Well, we've been pretty active. Right now, our average time to hire is about 90 days. That's down roughly 5 to 10 days from maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. And we've really spent a lot of time doing a lot of one-on-one training with our managers, particularly on category rating, since we implemented that last fall. We've seen a nice sort of bounce in our hiring times, and you know the trend is clearly coming down faster and faster. So it really is spending a lot of time with the managers and making sure that they take advantage of all the flexibilities the government has to offer.
One of the things that I've talked about with a lot of HR pros, both in and out of government, is it's great if you can hire somebody quickly, but if you hire the wrong person quickly, you haven't accomplished anything. You're worse off than when you started. How is the quality versus speed playing into that equation?
Well, there's no question. I think, you know, there's an old saying that says hire in haste, repent at leisure. And that's very true in the government. So we really do spend a lot of time with managers trying to identify those particular competencies that they're looking for so that when we go out with a vacancy announcement, it's really more targeted to the applicant pool. And that's proving to be beneficial. We're really starting to see a good group of people apply. Of course, like everybody else, we're still getting hundreds of applications for every position that goes out, but we do find that when we narrow it down, we have a good group. And the proof will be, you know, in a year from now, whether these folks are still here and whether they're making a contribution.
What about onboarding? Are you doing anything, making any changes to your onboarding process? Because a lot of folks say that's what's critical. That's just as critical as making sure you got the right person as plugging them in correctly when it comes to retention.
It's absolutely critical, and for several years now, we've had a pretty robust onboarding process that's been completely online, and we really trying now to expand on that. One of the key goals of Administrator Mills is to invest in the people of the SBA. So we're really developing a new onboarding program that we would anticipate will last the full first year that folks are with us. So we have a lot of work to do, but it's all heading in the right direction.
How's the transition away from KSAs, at least up front in the hiring process, going? Are there some folks that are finding that a little bit difficult to get used to because they've been doing it that way for a while?
Well, I think the difficulty is more on the side of the hiring manager and the staffing person. You know, it's difficult to sit there with a resume and look through someone's background and try and figure out if that background matches what you're looking for. So it's a little bit early for us to tell whether or not the resume cover letter versus the KSA is really going to win out in the end. But I think the more time we spend on it, the better we'll get at it.
What is your fluidity looking like over the next year or so? How many are you expecting to lose, retirement and so on, and how many are you expecting to bring into the agency?
Well, our turnover normally runs somewhere in the area of about 2%. On the retirement side, however, the SBA is one of those agencies where, at least today as we speak, about 25 to 30% of the agency is retirement eligible. So we have begun internally working on a plan that will take a look at our retirement trend and take a look at some succession planning, figure out how we capture all this knowledge that exists in the agency and make sure that as people transition and leave the SBA, we have a plan to replace them.
Do you get a sense out of that eligible population what is likely to happen over the next couple of years because of some of the things that you hear and read about, I'm sure, the pay freeze and so on? Because that's a lot of people potentially to lose. But if your numbers have stuck right around 2% of what you actually lose, that's doesn't sound like something that would be hard for you to deal with.
Well, you know, like many agencies in the government, the people who stay here are committed to what we do and committed to helping small businesses. So when they decide to leave, it's usually not because of any one particular thing. It's usually because it's the right time in their life to leave. So I think we're going to continue to run closer to the 2% turnover. But if that spikes because of some external things that happened beyond our control, you know, we'll be ready for it.
Are there some elements of the overall HR effort that you think might be getting lost in the shuffle, or that maybe other folks aren't paying as much attention to as you would like because of the emphasis on hiring reform and some of the other things that we've talked about?
Well, you know, as you know, talking to my colleagues, there's a lot in HR other than just staffing. Staffing is critically important to the agencies, but if we're not onboarding them correctly, if we don't have good performance management processes in place, if we're not looking at you know, things like our labor relations and our partnerships with our union partners, you know, they're all critically important things. So, you know, the question for me and my group is, how do we balance all this and keep it all going at the same time?
Last question. I appreciate you being with me this afternoon, Kevin. Administrator Mills sent a letter to Senator Olympia Snowe about some reforms, some changes that SBA is making in light of the series that we did a while back. Do you have any updates on the elements that were included in that letter that went to Senator Snowe?
Well, I think if you look at the letter, we were certainly doing many more things before your series several months ago, and we continue to make those improvements.
I appreciate you being with me this afternoon. Thanks very much for your time, Kevin. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Kevin Mahoney is the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Small Business Administration, my guest on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, and you can hear my conversation with him anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.